Welcome to audio class number 2 for Heart Power Recovery. So in this class, it will be very helpful, if you haven't already done so, to look at the image of the alligator in the pond that we provided for you in the PDF. So if you have not looked at that, please just pull up that image. We're going to use the metaphor of an alligator pond for a human heart that has, well, just some everyday fears that need to be eradicated. Alligators are symbolic of fears. And so if you've ever had an alligator in a dream, well, it means that there's just something that you're afraid of. What do we do with alligators? We put them in violet fire, the energy that we know transforms fear back into love. And where there is violet fire, there's also forgiveness. It's really helpful to the human being, to our humanity, to have compassion that we do experience fear here on Schoolroom Earth. Schoolroom Earth is about always having the opportunity to make the choice for love or to be seduced by the alligators in our pond. Now, in the image that we provided for you, Mr. Alligator is smiling. We tried to find an image where it's not very scary. So, again, we're just working with an image, with metaphor. Why do we want to do that? Because we are going to be using metaphor and images throughout Heart Power Recovery. It's because it opens that creative, intuitive, feminine part of your brain, which happens to be your heart. Or another way to understand that is the way that your heart center, communicates to you. One more time, the heart is the most powerful magnet that you have. And you may say, but what about the soul chakra? I thought that that was where the law of attraction works. Well, let us help you to understand how the soul and the heart, or these two batteries of spiritual energy, work together. The heart is the communicator for the soul. The heart, through that creative, emotional, feminine, spiritual part of your brain, communicates to you what you are feeling. And those feelings are so very sacred, even if they're feelings that you don't want to be feeling. So you see, when the heart magnet is clear, really clear, and the pain and the suffering has been lifted up and out, the heart becomes a channel for pure loving energy. And this pure love is the same energy the Creator created the entire universe with. And you're part of this universe. So all of those dreams that you want to bring to fruition and experience in your everyday life, you need your heart in order to bring in to your reality what your soul desires for you to experience. You may say, hey, but doesn't my soul need me to learn some heavy-duty lessons? It all depends on how you want to learn. Suffering is not required. In Heart Power Recovery, we're going to be using highest vibrational tools that work with your highest mind, opening, cleansing, transforming your heart, so that learning on Schoolroom Earth becomes a lot easier. Now, the golden rule for easier learning, so that Your soul and your heart are working together with what you are attracting. It is compassion for your humanity. Real compassion. For here on earth, you're going to experience fear. It's everywhere. So to deny it means that it's going to sink down to the bottom of your pond and make all kinds of hidden layers of underground alligators. To acknowledge what you feel, to understand here on earth, your feelings and your thoughts are not separate from other people. That means you can definitely feel what others are feeling. You can certainly absorb the fear for the human collective. So if we want to help that heart magnet to start working at a better power right now, what we need to do is transform the fear. So just close your eyes and see that image of Mr. Alligator or Mrs. Alligator sitting in the pond. Now your intention works just fine. With the little child that lives within your heart, now this is your divine child. Again, your divine child is your heart. Your heart is a doorway to the Creator's heart, to the manifesting power that will help you attract in that which you truly desire. If your divine child needs you to heal a hurt or a wound, this child will just change expressions and become the wounded child. Or go and find the wounded child self for you. Or sometimes the whole village of wounded child selves. For you to shower with love, wrap in Divine Mother's ruby energy, to say, I hear you. I hear you. And let's release it back to the Creator. Whatever the sorrow is. For this class, we're going to focus on a few basic but essential transformations that need to happen throughout your day to help that heart magnet work at its highest power. You're looking at Mr. Alligator. Now, you're going to just listen. For all you have to do is use your intention. Again, your divine child is your heart. So you just say, Divine Child, what does Mr. or Mrs. Alligator represent for me right now? What's the fear that's up here on the surface? Whatever that fear is, you're going to put it in violet fire. Just say, I release this fear. I put it in the color purple. Then what we would like you to try to do is you're just going to let the little child within your heart take out a violet fire, little love bomb or ball of love energy, but it's powerful. It's rather nuclear. And your little child, you can do this together with your child. You're just going to blast Mr. or Mrs. Alligator until they disappear. Then you're going to welcome your next fear. What is my next fear? We ask that you continue calling Mr. or Mrs. Alligator up to the surface of the pond until that pond starts to look clear on the surface. And we have provided for you a beautiful image of a happy pond, a happy heart, surrounded by glorious emerald green, the color of the heart chakra, the color of growth and of unconditional love. Once these fears have been transformed, we have one more step for you that we're going to go ahead and tell you about. You're then going to ask for the entire pond where Mr. Alligator is. And you can definitely work with the image of the pond with all the green around it that looks clear. We want you to try and see that pond as filled with violet fire, just the color purple. If this is difficult for you to do, not to worry. Your intention is going to get the job done. This is what we need you to do. We want you to actually get in the pond. Don't worry, we're going with you. So if you see 12 archangels in swimsuits and swim trunks of all colors of the rainbow, just know we are there. We don't really need beach towels because our wings can dry us off pretty quick. We hope you don't mind a little sense of humor now and again. You are going to just open yourself like the front of your body is a door. You're going to open that door. You're in your pond up to your neck, and you're going to say into the violet fire, I release all my resentments. I release all guilt, shame, self-punishment, and self-blame. Resentments, guilt, shame, self-punishment into the violet fire pond. I release you. And then you're going to release the judges. They're going to come out with their white wigs. Any judges that are inside of me, I release you. I let you go take a swim with the 12 archangels in the violet fire pond. Last but not least, you are going to release the doubters and the controllers. Now, the doubters and the controllers often like to swim together. They may be even holding hands as they leave your vessel. The doubters and controllers and the judges weigh your heart down so that that heart through your divine child, which is your divinity, awesome humanity, it's trying to bring to you, right, that which you desire and that which your soul desires for you to experience. Let us tell you a truth. Your soul wants you to experience heaven on earth in your everyday life. Your soul wants you to experience a fear-free life. Your soul, human being, wants you to experience a fear-free life. In order to do that, that heart magnet needs to be attracting in experiences where you don't feel hurt. Where you don't feel hurt. So the controlling and the doubters and the judges get to go swim in the pond. And then you're just going to ask for any hurt that is inside of your heart, that is ready to go. You release that hurt. It'll leave like black starling birds and return to the central sun. Beautiful, golden, white, shining heart of the Creator. When your pond is clear of doubt, control, resentments, hurt, fear. You will feel lighter, hopeful, more confident that you are connected to Divine Source. Divine Source has your heart and your back and every glorious human cell of you. So as you do these exercises, start to notice the changes in your everyday life. What is your heart calling to you, most powerful being? Observe, keep transforming, and keep learning. Enjoy.